WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 31 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. The forecast is calling for it to be mostly sunny and windy today with a high of 48. We did pick up a trace of snowfall and rain overnight here in Atlantic. In the news, police in Red Oak have arrested a local man on second-degree arson and breach of peace charges. 32-year-old Paul Earl Lemberg II of Red Oak was arrested at 209 East Knuckle Street on Tuesday at around 3:15 p.m. Lemberg was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $10,000 bond. Also arrested yesterday afternoon was 31-year-old Anthony David Smith of Red Oak. He was charged with unlawful possession of prescription drugs. Smith was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. KJAN News time is 7:07.
I have great news. The Big Blue planter parts sale at Lindemann Tractor has been extended. This is Jason. This winter's crazy cold weather has had everyone, including us, in hibernation mode. So we've extended the sale until end of March. You'll find great prices on all your Kinze parts, like disc openers for $21, and that includes bearing and dust cap. 3/4-inch coulter blades are $21.50, and graphite is just $4.75 for 1 pound and $16.50 for the 5 pound jug. Don't delay. This sale absolutely ends March 31st at Lindemann Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic.
Elsewhere in the news this morning, two more counties are being added to the list of counties in the KJAN listening area, which have called for a ban on open burning. A burn ban went into effect at 10 a.m. Tuesday for Fremont County. Later that same day, emergency management officials in Page, Pottawatomie, and Montgomery counties announced that burn bans would be in effect in those counties beginning today at 8 a.m. The bans will remain in effect until further noticed. The current dry conditions throughout the region have caused an increase in fire responses throughout eastern Nebraska and western Iowa. And as the dry conditions persist, dead and drying vegetation is the perfect fuel to spread fires rapidly. Pottawatomie County EMA Director Doug Reed said that Pott County has seen the devastating effects of fire in extreme conditions, and we want to do everything we can to help mitigate an incident like that from occurring. Now, during these dry conditions, citizens are reminded not to throw cigarettes from their moving vehicles and to discontinue burning yard waste, piled tree debris, or other items during the ban. Small recreational campfires are permitted only if they are conducted in a fireplace of brick, metal, or heavy 1-inch wire mesh. Any campfire not in an outdoor fireplace is prohibited. Violation of a burn ban can subject a person to a citation or arrest for reckless use of fire or disobeying a burn ban. The Shelby County Board of Supervisors have approved the purchase of a new motor grader for the Shelby County Engineer's Office. In a meeting held Tuesday morning, County Engineer Dan Ahart presented two bids, one from Ziegler, the other from John Deere. Ziegler was the low bid for a new 2013 Caterpillar at $201,810. That included a trade-in of the county's 2005 Caterpillar motor grader. Ahart also put together a resolution to place stop signs on Hickory Road and Ironwood Road, south of Westphalia. The reasoning behind that resolution was a safety concern, as Supervisor Roger Schmitz said that he drives by the two T intersections on 1400th Street almost daily, and it's very dangerous. In fact, the county had a couple of accidents on the intersection in 2013. The resolution was approved by the supervisors, and the stop signs will now be at all three sections of the T's, and signs will be posted of an upcoming stop ahead. The stop signs will be installed later this week. In other business, Shelby County Auditor Marcia Carter said the courthouse had received some customer complaints with regard to the courthouse steps being closed during inclement weather. The board has a policy where, as the steps to the courthouse are blocked off during ice and snow as a safety precaution. Schmidt said closing the steps should not be an issue.
It's no big deal if you wait an hour sooner or later. It's closed off, you go around, you can take the elevator up or the steps. That's just the way it is. For their own safety.
No change in the policy was made. The Shelby County Supervisors heard from Chris Nelson of Gronwald & Company on the fiscal year 2013 audit and approved that as well. The Board of Supervisors in Cass and Adair counties will hold their regular weekly meetings this morning here in Atlantic and Greenfield, respectively. The Cass County Supervisors meeting gets underway at 8:30, and during the session, the board will act on the assignment of a county-held tax sale certificate on the purchase of 2012-10-105, and that is to abate the interest, penalty, and cost to pay the taxes for a property in the Cumberland 2nd Edition. The board will also act on approving a resolution to abate the tax for a mobile home where it is impractical to collect the tax. The board will also hear a report from Amanda Baker with regard to the fiscal year 2015 Wellmark health insurance renewal. In Greenfield, the Adair County Board of Supervisors will hear reports and or presentations beginning at 9 a.m. with regard to radon control, a safe room offense issue, renewal for health insurance, and a door-to-door sales ordinance. The board will also act on a resolution appointing the paying agent and related administrative matters to the paying of $5.83 million in general obligation capital loan notes, Series 2014. News time is 7:12.
This is Jason, parts manager at Lineman Tractor, with an announcement. All New Holland filters are on sale for 10% off during the month of March.
So oil filters are all on sale?
Yes, for 10% off.
Fuel filters?
Uh-huh. They're 10% off, too.
How about air filters?
Every New Holland filter we have is on sale.
What about furnace filters?
No. But get here before March 31st and stock up on all the New Holland filters you'll need to get through planting season. Because clean running equipment is more efficient equipment. Lineman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Patrick Shaban, age 43, of Harlan, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Patrick Shaban will be this morning at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Myrtle McClatchy, age 93, of Yale, died Friday. Funeral services for Myrtle McClatchy will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Verl Eugene Benton, age 90, of Guthrie Center, died Monday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Verl Benton will be on Friday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Meredith Blazik, age 67, of Rural Orient, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Celebration of life services for Meredith Blazik will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Charles Parmalee, age 91, of Brayton, died Saturday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Charles Parmalee will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bonnie Lee Donaldson, age 87, of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Private services for Bonnie Donaldson are planned. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Glenn McGill, age 73, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home. Services for Glenn McGill are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.